the government has approved new legislation that would ban armed paramilitaries and vigilante groups pursuing a religious, nationalist or similar agenda. Meanwhile, neighbourhood watch groups will remain legal and state security forces members will have greater freedom to use their weapons. Tom McEngrow reports.
What seems to be an organised gang of thieves is currently on the loose in the outer areas of Prague. Since September, some 60 break-ins have been registered in the east of Prague, and a special police team is currently looking into potential patterns recognisable in the individual burglaries. Meanwhile, some villagers have begun organising themselves into so-called domobrana, a catch-all term for citizens coming together to ensure their security and catch the culprits. Pavel Smutny, the mayor of a small town to the west of Prague called Jesenice, says this is the case in one of the district's villages.
To strengthen their feeling of safety, the locals are paying an ex-military man to patrol the neighborhood at night, along with a companion. A WhatsApp group has also been set up where people can share information, for example, to check when an alarm goes off. Local police are involved in this as well.
His colleague, Deputy Mayor Martin Kurutz, told the news site Novinky CZ that the group has also set up thermal detection cameras and photo traps. Such action may remain legal if a new legislation proposed on the Domobrana phenomenon, approved by the government on Monday, passes through Parliament. What the new law amendment seeks to ban, however, is for such groups to attain a paramilitary vigilante character, Minister of Interior Jan Hamáček told Czech television.
To stand with the flag on some border is, of course, fine. However, it is not okay for such an organized group to operate with arms and, for example, inspect passengers on a train or replace the role of the police forces in some sort of way.
Such practices of home defense groups checking train passengers have been registered in neighboring Slovakia. Last year, the news site Neovlivnice.cz wrote that some Slovak paramilitaries have also been taking part in joint exercises with a controversial Czech anti-migrant group called National Guard, or Národní domobrana in Czech, which was set up during the migrant crisis. The new legislation would ban paramilitary groups, their arming, and membership within them, with a fine of up to 200,000 crowns for offenders. Meanwhile, the amendment will also make it possible for members of the armed services and policemen to use their weapons or organise shooting practice for gun licence owners when they're not on duty, Environment Minister Richard Brabec told Czech television.